WYRX, everything that rocks.
Yeah, ready. Good morning. 712 Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
No, you're not in the bar in Star Wars, that weird band playing.
So we used to play when we went to Vegas a few years in a row there. This is kind of like our theme song of walking around Vegas. Where it's an easy song to walk around.
Kind of sped up a little bit, you know, like they do in movies. And then it slows down into real time, then speeds up again when they go to the next thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got you from point A to point B a little quicker.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Well, we're not going to get to point A to point B quick at all. We like to drag things out.
We never even make it to point B.
No, no, that's it. It's just we start and then we lose track of where we're at. And then we're like, hey, what were we talking about?
Kind of like what's going on now.
Yeah, right now. Exactly. Wait, what are we talking about? All right, let's get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, before you get into it, can we give a big farewell to Sarah? We did a going away party yesterday for Sarah. She's done a lot for
us. Oh, C. Krause? Or S. Krause? Yeah, Sarah Krause. Yep.
Great person.
Moving on, different career path, but she did a lot of great stuff for us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, for sure, man. For sure. Gonna miss you. Gonna miss you, S. Krause.
S. Krause.
Hold on one second.
What?
So that music's back in my headphones again. I don't know where it's picking it up from. And
what are you doing?
I just want to figure out what the tune is. Hold on one sec. Be quiet for one second. It's Waiting on a War by Foo Fighters.
So if people are out there wondering what the hell are you guys doing, what's going on? So there's been this phantom sound in Brock's headphones in the studio.
Like,
so
right now, Hunter, it's the full song. Like I can hear, like while we're talking, it sounds like very faintly in the background someone's playing a song.
So with someone with ADD, it makes the show even worse.
It's impossible, dude. Like I can't focus, and I don't know why I'm picking this up.
You know what's surprising too is you're deaf. I'm surprised you can hear it.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
That's what makes it worse because I have so much going on. When there's a bunch of noises going on, I can't. All right. Anyway, well, I'm gonna try and muscle through.
It's almost like somebody talking to you behind you while you're having a conversation with somebody else.
Exactly, and you're like, shut up. For God's sake, I'm having a conversation over. All right, I'll be able to get through it. Luckily, I'm louder than it, so it works out. Right around Thanksgiving time this year, NASA is planning to test a planetary defense system by shooting a rocket at an asteroid. I'm not making this up. Wow. Don't worry, your weekend of turkey dinner and football will be safe. This experiment will take place about 6.8 million miles from Earth and will pose no danger to us. You can't guarantee that.
What if a piece of it?
Yeah.
You've seen what's the one with Bruce Willis? What's it called? Armageddon.
Yeah.
Armageddon. You've seen that. It's just going to blow a chunk towards our way.
Even think about a pebble size rock hurling from space. Dude, that'll go right through your dome. You're dead, man.
Oh, yeah,
you're dead. All right. Sure.
I think hurling from space is a little dangerous, too.
Now, NASA is going to be shooting a rocket at an asteroid and streaming the video on their app and website. Other than, you know, football and the Macy's Day Parade, that sounds... Oh. It does sound pretty cool to watch, you know.
This is kind of scary, honestly, dude. So why are they doing it? Do they know something we don't know? Are they testing something?
Good point. So I don't know if it's a just-in-case scenario that they're doing.
You'd hope.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, is this like a 1 in a billion chance that we have an asteroid flying towards us? That's why we're doing this. We're just seeing if it's even possible. But still, though,
Towards Earth?
I mean,
and they're
Hunter,
like, hey, we just don't want to tell anybody because we don't want anybody to freak out. But hey,
at any point in time, see, they wouldn't tell us about this though. That's the thing. If it was an issue. It's, again, let's go back to the on-point, very realistic Armageddon, where instead of training astronauts to drill, they train drillers to astronaut. It was a real thing. That was based on real events. They wouldn't tell us about this test. I think maybe but it's not so completely far-fetched that in this, you know, expanding galaxy, this space that we live in. I mean, it could happen. It could happen.
Yeah. Nerve-wracking, dude. Could you just imagine waking up one day, looking up into the sky, dude, and like, oh.
That's it.
Here it comes.
Hey, government, why didn't you tell us about this? How long do we have? A week? Okay, thanks. Yeah.
I would rather just give me a couple minute warning, dude. I don't want a week to think about
it. Well, I think a week might be fun because then you could just go ham. I mean, dude, I would get all the drugs and alcohol.
Oh, it'd be so chaotic.
I mean, it'd be like the purge. It'd be like the purge. Yeah. I'd be in it, man.
What would you do? What would be the first thing you'd do?
I don't even like think about it. Obviously, I'd try to get the hard part is family is spread out all over the place. So you'd like to think that you could get all of your family members together, but damn near impossible. Like Kiki and I are from different ends of the, you know, she's down in Missouri, up in Wisconsin. Who do we go see? Or do we just, you know, and by then all this,
half our family's in Florida.
Dude, satellites are going to be knocked out. Everything's going to be jammed. Like, it's not like you can just like, oh, we'll all FaceTime at the end of the world. No, man, it's yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, now I'm freaked out. So
see, I told you, it's not good. It's not good to think about. There's already an impending doom over us, Hunter. Why would we want to think about what we would do that last week on Earth, you know? Then we're all dead.
COVID made people go nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, try that.
Tell them an asteroid's coming in a couple hours. Woo!
We're all dead. Don't you get it? Lastly, The Rock and Vin Diesel are still trading blows. In an interview with Vanity Fair, The Rock admits he shouldn't have called out. Yeah, two baldies going to baldy. The Rock admits he shouldn't have called out Vin's candy ass behavior publicly, but he stands by what he said. This was in an interview. He adds that the Fast and Furious crew, Fast and Furious crew, has his back, saying, "quote." It was as if every single crew member found their way to me and either quietly thanked me or sent me a note. The Rock and Vin did have a meeting after everything blew up. They didn't make peace. They just agreed that they're, quote, philosophically two different people, and we approached the business of movie making in two very different ways.
I just have a weird feeling this is all Vin Diesel.
Here's the thing.
Like, he's the one that's making it, you know.
I could see Vin Diesel being a little jerkish towards Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's because he got a new muscly tan bald guy.
Exactly.
He was pissed.
And to be fair, Vin Diesel has been in the movie business longer, okay? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He was in the original Fast and the Furious.
He was.
So I get it. I get it.
But also, let's be honest, even at Vin Diesel's biggest, doesn't even come close to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Right. No, not
I just feel
close.
Like that's not a battle you want to get into, you know?
Yeah, The Rock, dude, is a pretty big dude, man.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, big. All right, well, we just call a spade, and we'll move on from it. So,
I mean, Vin, just continue to wear wife beaters and racing cars, man. That's your thing. That's your thing.
Hey, Vin,
The Rock's got his thing over here that he's doing. You know, we apologize. He kind of stepped on your toes a little bit in the Fast and the Furious series. We understand that.
Hey, Vin, just do it for family. All right, we do it for family. We do it for family. All right.
Keep living your life a quarter mile at a time and move on.
We steal things and commit crimes for family. That's what it is. When we drive around in fast cars for family.
And wife beaters.
For family. All right. There you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.